Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have you back. And for those of you that just been hanging out, great to have you here. This is the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And this is about angels today with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. This is all about angels creating miracles. Sue, look, great to have you today. I think we need to be talking about the miracles. And I'm going to give you sort of a range to go with. But welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, miracles are just a bonanza of good things happening when they're not expected or beyond your expectations. I think it's beyond your expectations. And also, miracles are something about time being taken out. Because if you're wishing for $50,000, you could work a year or 6 months, depending on what you earn, and get this $50,000, or you can win the lottery and boom, it's instant $50,000. So the time has been pulled out. Does that make sense, Dr. Pat? It's just
a quicker result. Yeah, and I think part of this today is to really get a reminder of miracles from multiple perspectives. And what I mean by that is, thing one, miracles are not for just the handful of people we think they're for. So let's start out with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Miracles happen all the time, but we don't always notice them. Something little, something sweet, something special, something unexpected. When I talk about being on Miracle Watch, and I'm putting everybody listening on Miracle Watch, verdict watch is when there's a decision coming in from a jury, and tornado watch is when there's a tornado expected. But miracle watch is when you're expecting miracles. So you get up in the morning and you know you're on miracle watch, you go to bed on miracle watch, and you just keep thinking that you're on. And then you wait, and then you wait and see the miracles. But notice all the little tiny miracles because they start happening. And then when you appreciate them and notice them, more start happening. So it's just really exciting. I can't tell you how well it works.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, you've been doing this now, especially in the context of the work you do with angels. And, you know, you're the person that lives and breathes and every day are helping other people understanding the miracle sense of things. And we talk about miracles, Sue, from everything from I can't find my keys, I think I left them in the shopping center, or finding, you know, somebody turns in your wallet and everything is still in it, and we say that's a miracle, right? How often do we say that's a miracle? But when it comes to talking about miracles on demand, meaning like, I really would like to have a miracle happen right here, we don't seem to think we have the power to ask for it or that we should. Educate us on that.
And that's true. You do have the power and you're worthy. You know, some people don't think they're worthy of miracles. They happen to others, not to them, but you are. And it's a reward for all the things you've done. Think about all the blessings that each of you have done when you've helped others, helped your children, helped people in need. And then all of a sudden, your blessings open up and your miracles start. So I think of the blessings, you know, I kind of think of it like an election where when they're finally approving or deciding who their candidate is, all these balloons come down and they were held up in nets. And I kind of feel like all our miracles and all our rewards are up in these nets, and we just have to let them open it up and let them come down on us and just enjoy and be happy. And it's such a blessing.
You know what's funny about this? I was getting ready for today's show, and about miracle, and I started to do a little Googling, and the number one thing that popped up was Joe Biden just performed a miracle.
He absolutely.
Biden miraculous comeback.
Yep.
Miracle. But then you asked. Then he was asked. And he said, this was the miracle I hoped for. So he held a level. I mean, I didn't interview him, but the things that I'm reading about this was that he was holding for a miracle. Everybody on his team was in that space. And then he got it. And he's talking about it in that way. And I found that interesting, right? Put all politics aside, because that's not what I'm talking about. But people are looking at this, and this is the nature of a miracle, right? When folks look about things on the outside and they see things as a least unlikely event, and then it happens, we call it a miracle. But the idea that somebody is hoping and holding for a miracle, it seems foreign for some folks. And I want to talk about that process, because that's not foreign. It's not foreign the way you've been talking about angels since I've known you. It's not foreign to angels. And yet the idea of saying, I'm hoping for a miracle, we seem so much unworthy sometimes, Sue.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying self-confidence brings miracles, but it's also just believing. Sometimes I say to people, just believe you're rich. Just believe a miracle is coming your way. And then they call me up and they say, oh, it did. I've got to tell you what just happened. So try it. I guess I have to say try it. Try it. Let's see how well it works for you.
Well, and that's really what we're talking about. But also today on the show, we're here to help people with that. You know, we're here to say, look, what is the miracle in your life? You know, what are some or who are some of the angels we might be able to call in? And I think we already have a caller that has already called into the show. I want to make sure everybody knows this is a live call-in show. And today we're going to be talking about angels and how to create those miracles. 1-800-930-2819. Go ahead and send that to us. Send us your name, question. And if you have not gotten the names of your angels, you're going to probably want to get that from Sue as well. Tell folks about this idea of getting names from angels.
Oh, sure. So if you have the names of your angels, they were chosen for you at your life for your life's purpose at birth. And that tells you what you're meant to do while you're here. And when you're doing your life's purpose, you don't have as many hit as many speed bumps, as many bumps in the road. You're more in the flow. There's two ways to be successful, flow and push. And if you're pushing, and you're not in the flow, because once you're in the flow, everything comes together. And that's when the miracles come in, too. You know, things just start to come in. They start to come together. So that's what it is. It's about believing in your angels, but also knowing who they are, what your self-purpose is, what you're meant to do here. And then you get a feeling of satisfaction. So if you don't have fulfillment and satisfaction in your life, then you're not doing your life's purpose, because you will when that happens. You do, Pat, when you're on the radio and all
that.
Yeah, you get that sense of fulfillment.
No kidding. And you know, it's not something I ever thought that I would have, nor did I plan for it, nor did I put a business plan together for it. I certainly do a lot more planning now because it involves more people. But this is the energy we're talking about. The thing I love about this is it's called the turnaround. You know, what is it that we need to hold? If you do not believe in yourself, in your business, in your career, in your relationship, in your fill in the blank, if you're missing that belief factor from it, you're going to want to listen to today's show. Let's take a short break, Benny. When we come back, we're going to hit the phones. Mary, you're going to be first up. 1-800-930-2819. Are you ready to believe? Isn't that a song like, I believe in... Oh, I won't sing. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house. We're going to go right to the phones, 1-800-930-2819. Mary, we're going to get right to you. If you don't know who your angels are, give us a call. We will have Sue tap into that. If you got a question for your angels, please give us a call. We are talking about miracles today in a number of different ways, and we're going to be addressing that as well, especially in light of what is going on in the world right now. Let's go to the phones, Benny. Let's talk to Mary.
Mary from Bothell, hello.
Hello. Hi, thank you very much for taking my call.
Hey, so how can we help you today?
I've got my son's permission to talk to you about him. So, first of all, can you tell me his angels and archangel?
Okay. What is his name?
Yeah. Graham. Okay. All right. His archangel is Michael. Guidance and protection, and then he has a lot of protection, and then he also has Solomon, who's an angel, and that Solomon is the angel of security, but that's also safety and protection. And then he had, oh, okay, he's got Jeremiah, the angel of financial security. Lots of security and lots of protection. This is very interesting.
Yeah, he needs it. So here's my question.
Okay.
He's in graduate school. He worked hard several years and saved up all the money to pay for it. But with this latest stock market volatility, it's mostly evaporated, and it's really shaken him. So what can he do to create a miracle, to recover his losses and produce the gains or create the money to pay for his schooling?
Let's just start with the angel. He's got Jeremiah, the angel of financial security, so that's a really good start. That's a good one to talk to, and that's one of his regular angels. So, and another one is Katrina, the angel of prosperity.
Okay.
I think you should take me up on the Dr. Pat special that we talk about, and let me design something specifically for him. Let the angels, because it's a very specific situation, let us help you create that miracle.
Okay. I don't know if your lines are busy, and I know you're only supposed to get one, but has he found
someone? Go for another one. No,
yeah,
please
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. He couldn't decide between these two, but has he found someone with whom he's compatible for marriage?
Mm.
Love and money. Two important things, right?
Give me some easy ones.
have the same reaction. I'm the same place you are, so I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm like,
Well, let's do this. Let's create a miracle.
Maybe not yet, huh?
Let's create a miracle. Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel for attraction, soulmate, finding soulmates and attraction. So let's create a miracle. But I actually hear, they just came in and they said it's not far off. So this is good.
Can I ask you a question, if I might?
Yes.
So the question is specifically about marriage, right?
Yes.
Is it marriage for marriage's sake, or is it marriage for love?
Well, I think he wants marriage for love, but he's probably discouraged.
That's why I asked the question, because the hit I got was, it was the issue of marriage, meaning, is it ever going to happen? I mean, there's an energy around it, right?
Okay.
But I didn't hear about love. I didn't hear the question, is he going to
find my soulmate, my
true love?
Yeah.
Am I going to find love, right?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that question. Because I think that for me is a yes when it comes to the love thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably just a matter of discouragement and thinking, well, anyway,
So, I think what happens. You know, it's really something that we should all be mindful about, and that is, and I actually, Julia and I were talking about in the last show, you know, we were talking about what seems to be going on with relationships, and we had a general conversation about that in the last show about, you know, is there a thing going on with relationships? And, you know, for me, I've looked at it now in three different ways. I think there is a thing. You know, my astrology friends are very clear there is. But one of the things as we enter the age of Aquarius that's being made very clear to us is anything that is needing observation will crawl out from under a rock. It will say, you need to take a look at this and make a final decision. Or you need to take a look at this and make a decision. And what Sue said earlier is so key, and I think it also is reflective on Graham.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe this is a time where we cannot waver in our conviction. See, it is such an energetic vulnerability for miracles that you cannot waver in what you believe. And if he is truly wanting and desiring that marriage, that love, it is not the time to waver around it. Okay. It is the time to strengthen a belief.
Can I interject something?
Yeah, wonderful. Thank
here?
You.
Yeah, Sue, go.
Okay. I want to go back to the stock market.
Me too.
Write this down, Mary.
Okay.
Okay. He will say this then, if he's willing. If he's not willing.
Oh, he's willing.
He's willing. Okay, perfect. Then I invoke the law of restoration. That which has been taken from me, and if he wants to say in the stock market, or just that which has been taken from me, will be restored tenfold. And then watch the miracles start to happen. Because that's just, you're invoking a law that's going to create more even than he had before.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you very much, both of you.
Okay,
really
great. I'm glad you called.
Oh, no, thank you. And for those of you out there, we are taking your call, 1-800-930-2819. Sue Sturm is in the house. What did you create for our listeners, Sue?
I'm sorry, what did I create for?
For our listeners, for a special.
Oh, for a special. Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, we're going to do what I call the Dr. Pat special. You have your own special, Dr. Pat.
Thank you.
And that is you pay for 1 half hour. And the second half hour is at no charge. It's free. So you get a half price on my hourly rate, and you get a half hour at no charge. And so everybody seems to like that one. And it's wonderful. And I split it up into 2 half hours because the first half hour we work on what's the pressing situations, what blocks do you need to clear, how do we change the energy? What do we do to get you started? And in the second half hour, you may have come up with some new questions now that you know how I work, what I do, and then we work on moving you forward. Let's clear out what the blocks, the things that are keeping you from your life's purpose and that fulfillment and happiness, and then put you in a place where the flow is going and miracles start.
I love it. Why don't we also let folks know what your website is, what the phone number is for them to call you if they want to call you and have their own sessions with you.
Sure. So my website is www.theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My 800 number, if you want to reach me direct, is 800-323-1790. That's toll free, 323-1790. And just leave a message. I will call back. And the thing is, you can also get copies of the books, Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity, and some of the success books and some different things like that. But no one will not benefit from having sessions. connecting with your angels, getting in the flow, I don't have enough enthusiasm to tell you how much that helps.
Yeah, I totally get it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about real everyday miracles, the job that you can't figure out why you're not getting, the money in your bank account, the clients that you thought you were going to get and you don't get. What do you think could be behind all of that? Is it the economy or is it something else? When we come back, we're going to tap into how to create miracles in 5 different areas of your life today with Sue Sturm, the Angel Lady, everybody. And we're taking your calls. If you've got some miracle you want to happen, give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819, everybody. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. then you're free to take inspired action to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Sue Storm, the Angel Ladies here. We're talking about miracles. If you want to find out how to create miracles and get some help directly from Sue, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. If you want to ask a question, you could go to transformationtalkradio.com. And when you get there, you'll be able to see a place for you to ask a question. Go ahead and do that. We'll take your questions, bring them on air. If you, in fact, want to know your angels, give us a call. Sue will do that. So let's talk about these five areas of life where miracles become obvious and evident. And I think I want to start out by talking about the one that is most prevalent right now, and that is health and well-being. We've heard stories, you've heard stories, I've heard stories of people recovering from illness and there being no explanation. Can you talk to that for a minute and what you've seen through the people you work with?
Yeah, absolutely. So when there's an amazing recovery, it's usually, again, a miracle, right? It's usually the time is taken out, like we were talking in the very beginning. If the time, if it took 6 weeks for that person to recover, and they recovered the next day or in 2 days or something like that, the time is taken out. In fact, when someone calls me with a situation for a health situation, and these are all personal to whatever their situation is or the circumstances, I always do this affirmation: angels make the molecules move faster to bring good health or perfect health to, and then whatever that person's name was. So again, if the molecules are moving faster, the miracles are happening, that's what the angels tell me makes a miracle on the angelic realm, is molecules moving faster. So angels make the molecules move faster to bring perfect health. And then it's a matter also of believing and trusting, asking your angels to help you, and believing and trusting that they will.
You know, part of this, too, is there are angels that could help us. If you could just go through who the angels are that we call upon, when we're having either physical or mental things that are going on. And when I say mental, I'm talking about thoughts that we can't take care of, or I'm talking about being depressed or emotionally down, whatever that is. Who are the angels that can help us with that?
Absolutely. Okay. So Solomon, and we mentioned him earlier, Solomon is the angel of security, but he's also the angel of emotional security. And that's so relevant to mental, the well-being. So Solomon is an angel. And then another one is, of course, Peter, angel of good health. Another angel that doesn't come up very often is Esther. Esther's the angel of vitality, of energy. Because if we have the energy to heal, if we have the energy to do the things we want to do, we have the ability to bring in more miracles, too. And then as far as health, the next one I was thinking of is Serena, and Serena is the angel of nurturing. And how often are we unhealthy because we don't feel loved and nurtured? So let her come in and help with that, too.
Thank you. People are absolutely talking about health right now, certainly in Washington State where I live. But all over. The other thing they are talking about is exactly what Mary brought to the forefront, and that is money. Now, let's talk about money. Clearly, there was a conversation about the stock market, but that's not the only thread that I'm getting a sense of, and I want to talk to you about it.
Okay.
The sense that I'm getting from folks is akin to, now this is just me, the energy, so to speak, that existed, what was it, a half a decade ago, right? And, you know, it was an energy that we felt here, but our remedy for it was never to quit believing, and we launched the network in the middle of, well, 2010, right? This is our 10th year with the network. And we continue to look for creative ways to grow and expand and reach people in the way they need to be reached. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a concern and a worry, especially if you move outside of the corporate arena, right? And you move Yep. into what people call small businesses, people that are entrepreneurs, people. And we live in a place in Seattle. I don't know if you know this about Washington State and Seattle. There are so many small businesses that support the mega businesses like the Boeings of the world and the Microsoft. So we are the hub of that. That's different from me growing up on the East Coast where they're just corporate. Let's talk about the miracle energy that we can infuse for people to not lose faith in themselves, their business, the potential, the revenue stream, all of the above. Can you okay. talk to that?
Okay, absolutely. So this is one of the remedies that seems the best, and it's in the Angel First Aid book, the Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. But and I call it the four winds, thinking of four streams of income. Sometimes we're stuck in one stream. Sometimes we don't think of four streams of income coming at us and creating, you know, diversity so that it comes from more ways than one. And I have to tell you, one time I talked to a billionaire, and I always ask, you know, what is your sentence? Give me some wisdom. And the wisdom was, do what you do best. So what you do best is going to be what your life's purpose is, because that's going to be what's easiest for you and what's most comfortable for you. So if things aren't going well, try and find out what your life's purpose is. Try and work this so that they turn. Now, I'm not sure that exactly answered your question, though, Dr. Pat. Direct me in that. It wasn't as personal. It was more business-related.
Well, let's do this. Let's hop over to the phones because we've got somebody waiting over there.
Okay,
bottom line is that people are starting to second guess their viability in the world from a business and a career perspective. And what that means is they're basically, am I going to make it energy, right? Because people are watching the stock market, but that's not all. You know, they're looking at different aspects of what's going on. But I want to hold that thought, and I want to hop over with Benny and see if we can't hop over to our phones, Benny, if we could.
Yep. Cynthia from Issaquah. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Cynthia.
Hey there. Hey, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi. So, yeah, I was just listening to what you said. So I have a question. So I moved here from the East Coast, and I was laid off from my job. And just as you said, I'm looking now to potentially I want to know if the angels say, should I move back to the East Coast? Because I'm older, I'm 57, and this part of the country has been quite challenging. And the East Coast, I know from working in New York City, and I grew up in Connecticut, and the corporate ways, and this part of the country, I just feel like I don't fit in anymore. And I'm just questioning everything.
Yeah. When did you come out here? Can I ask that?
Sure. 14 years ago.
Yeah. 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 I got to tell you, I mean, when I first moved out here, it was very different for me. I moved from New Jersey myself, and I was born in New York, grew up in New York, had a corporate career. It took me some adjusting. And, you know, then, of course, I hopped off and went to school in California. But your question, I think, is threefold. And I want Sue to jump in. One, the question really is about, you know, where is my mojo? You know, does it feel like I do fit in here? You know, do I get the vibe of really being able to connect here? And there are a lot of reasons for that, which we don't have to get into. Then the second part is, wait a minute, I just got laid off. And is it a viable option for me to think that I'll be able to become employed easily here, or are my chances better somewhere else? And I think the third thing I picked up on that Sue can also comment on is, like, let me just call it the happiness mojo. Like, are you happy here? Kind of, so to speak. Yeah, and of course, without getting into a whole lot of personal stuff, there's a lot of reasons why we're not happy where we are. I could give you like 100, but let me hop over to Sue for a moment if I could.
Yeah, just one thing. I have been laid off now. It's 5 years. So the happiness thing, probably the impact is that when I was laid off, I ended up taking care of my husband who died of cancer.
That's what I thought. I was picking up on that.
Yeah, that's what you picked up on. So.
Sorry to hear about your loss.
Yeah, it's just been a challenge to engage back in the place. So it's been like temp jobs and everything else. And I'm really starting to feel like the universe just sent me out here to take care of him, and I need to go back where my teeth are on some level.
New Jersey.
So.
Isn't that an interesting way to look at it? Because, you know, sometimes we move to a place for a very particular reason. Mm-hmm. I know that I moved here because I would have never gotten the care for my illness back in 2004, back on the East Coast. I would have never gotten Dr. Darvish and Sue and never, ever would have gone down the pathway of treatment that literally saved my life. I wouldn't have been able to get it. And by the way, on the East Coast, you still can't get the treatment for what I had. You still can't get it. And we just ran into that with a family member here late last year. Still can't get it. So bottom line, I'd not be here. But in your case, it does sound like the universe was orchestrating something very special.
Yeah.
Sue, what do you think?
My turn. Here we go. When you asked if you should stay here, the angel said, stay where you are. The angel said yes. So so that's a very simple answer. We have to explore why and all the other things, but yes, you are in the right place. They also said something else that I thought was interesting. They said, but a little more south. Does that make any sense to you? And not to leave the West Coast, but a little more south. And maybe that's because there's a job that's
you know, a little more south, whatever. That's the words that they use. And, of course, we can do the Dr. Pat special and design right. more for you if you want. But
yep.
Pick up your vibrations. Angels raise my vibrations an octave. We need to pick up your vibrations because there's so much going on around you that your vibrations are confused. And for anyone listening, the higher your vibrations, the more things come to you because it's the law of attraction. And the higher you are, the higher the opportunities. So let's do that. Let's get your vibrations up, get you more opportunities opening up. And your they just came through and said your opportunity is in the area that you are. So I don't know about that south unless it's a little south for the particular opportunity they're talking about. But you're in the right place if that's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, when I think about what you're saying, it's really quite a dilemma, isn't it? We're in the East Coast. Are you from? You said Connecticut, right?
I resonate all the time when you talk to Dr. Pat. So my mother grew up in New York City. They were all from Queens Village and they're all
yeah, exactly.
Greenpoint, Brooklyn, and the rest of it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I got to tell you about this, Sue. This is really interesting and it's an interesting dynamic. And I don't know how to explain this, Cynthia, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Go ahead.
There are some days... For me, I think where I live, the Pacific Northwest, is the most beautiful place on the planet.
Exactly. Yep.
But there's something about growing up in a city, and it doesn't matter what it is. People talk about Seattle like this. They talk about San Francisco like this. They talk about L.A. My L.A. friends are like, oh, no, it's like, forget it. I don't care what you think about us in L.A. and how many people. But there's something also to be said about those of us that grew up in New York. And I have a very difficult time explaining it to my friends, and I don't explain it anymore. But every once in a while, I will come out and say something like, okay, you ready for it? If I win the lottery, this is me now. If I win the lottery, right? After I take care of all of my friends, after I create a charity, a nonprofit for what I'm passionate about, after I do all of that, boy, would I love to renovate a loft in the village, right? That will pop out. Out of everything I've said, nobody questions anything else. I don't get asked about, like, what's your nonprofit about? What do you want to do? They're like, what? You want to, like, renovate a loft in New York City? And then I realize, oopsie, too much information. But it's hard to explain to people.
Yeah.
And I think that you do not have to give up that connection to your roots. I think when we give up our connection
tonight.
To our roots, we're doomed.
I'm flying back there tonight. I'm going to see some friends I haven't seen since 2007. In New York. But it's my friend is he works for the John Hopkins Hospital, and he says he'll try to help me get a job there.
See what you did right here. I love this. This is a miracle thing, Sue. See how you work through this deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
See how you did this. What I love about this, Cynthia, is that you move to a place. It serves a very specific purpose. You did something here that perhaps you could not have done in New York and done it well, right? But you did it here. And maybe if all the pointers are saying, wait a minute, I can get a job at John Hopkins, whatever that is, when you just mentioned that really quickly here, your energy just lightened up. And I got to tell you something. You know, my friend says to me all the time, Dr. Glenna Rice, she said, if it's light, it's right. If it's light, it's right. I drive an orange car, metallic orange Nissan Rogue, bright orange, like candy apple orange. Everybody's like, what the heck are you driving,
Pat? I love it. I'm telling you.
I walk out and I see my car and I smile. So it doesn't matter what anybody else feels, right?
Yeah. You feel me on this? Yeah, I just seem to be gravitated to this at hospitals now. And I can't seem to get in the ones in Seattle area.
You know what? Do your homework, okay? Because I think that's what Sue's saying. Do your homework. Get yourself motivated, right? Tap into your mojo. Find that mojo, right? Find it. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And let me know what you decide.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, I love when things like that happen.
Can I tell you my comment? Okay. So I know why you drive an orange car.
because that's
the color of manifesting.
I didn't know that.
You did know that or didn't?
I did not.
Yeah. Orange is the color of manifesting. If you want something, wear orange, have orange around you, that's its color. So there you go. Look at you.
Wow. You know, Linda just asked me, because my lease is up, and she just asked me, she said, are you going to get either Linda, somebody, no, it was Linda, are you going to get another orange car? I said, absolutely. If they make the same orange car, so I've already started to look for it. And she said, well, are you willing to get a different color? And I said, I don't think I am. And I'm not willing to get a different shade of orange, right? And so thank you for explaining what that's about.
Okay. There's a miracle. See, now you know you're doing the right thing.
Oh, my gosh. Sue, look, a lot of things that we can talk about when it comes to miracles. But I need to go back to that one thing we started out talking about. And I teach it in the classes and the workshops I do. People ask me, what is the cornerstone part of what you teach, no matter what you teach it? And it's really clear to me that conviction and understanding the strength of conviction and how to measure it, it has got to be the number one thing.
Yeah.
You can't be mediocre around your belief when it comes to miracles at all.
And trusting. Trust is hard because you can't always trust people. You can't trust the people who raise you sometimes, and you can't trust the people that you work for. But trusting your angels, if you can do that, that makes a whole lot of difference.
Mm. Yeah. So, thank you for today. I think we have time. If anybody else wants to give us a shout in, we may have a few minutes. If you want to talk to Sue about angels, 1-800-930-2819. You know, there is a collective consciousness right now, and we have to do everything we could do, Sue, to really bring people and hold people to this place of hope and miracles. And as you said, trust. What are some of the angels we can call and put in action?
For hope and trust? Well, the one that keeps coming up today for me is Rachel, the angel of inspiration. Because that, if you're inspired, that's what's important. And another is an archangel, Uriel, your archangel, is an angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So that's another angel for not necessarily trust, but if you are enlightened, you will trust, and if you're on a spiritual path, yeah, you will trust your angels. So those two are good. And then I'm trying to think. Oh, William is the angel of peace and inner peace, peace of mind, peace on the earth, and if you're on a strong spiritual path, and you will want that peace, fulfillment. And the other one that I like is resources. So Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, is the angel of resources. And resources can come from everywhere. What is a miracle but a resource, right?
something right. that just develops and happens. And so, I think trust comes from believing in yourself. This is what the angels are telling me right now. And that they are there as well.
Wow. Sue, thank you so very much today. It's so great to be able to connect with you on this. I do want to talk about some of the many, many ways and exercises and things that you've shared with us to attract miracles. And Benny and I certainly know that there are things that can be done because we've done them. And this is the thing, too. We are so bombarding ourselves right now with thoughts that don't serve us 24/7, right? You know, we're extra vigilant. We're getting things, especially here in Washington State. I mean, clearly we have made the news. And, you know, we are getting faced with views and perspectives on, you know, the future, on what's happening and the level of fear around here. What would you be able to share with us as either an exercise or a message to help us move beyond all of that?
Okay. The very first thing that comes to me from the angels is raise your vibrations. Angel, raise my vibrations an octave. Because if you're fearful, you're not in the flow and you're not in the law of attraction. If you are following the law of attraction, isn't the secret all about this? And I have to tell you, it was in my book before it was in the secret. But if you follow the law of attraction, the good is going to come. The goodness of the universe, the goodness of the angels, and will follow that that path. And then you'll follow the right path. Angels, put my feet on the right path. And get your vibrations up and go skipping along. That's what they just said. How's that?
I love it. Sue, one more time, how do people get a hold of you and what is the special?
Sure. So it's theangellady.net is my website, theangellady.net. My toll-free number is 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. And my Dr. Pat special is you pay for 1.5 hour of my time and you get the second one at no charge. So it's an hour with the angels to make your life better. No question about it. You're going to bump up to a higher level and a better vibration as well. So I hope everyone takes advantage of it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
I love it. Thank you so much, Sue. Sue Storm, everybody, the Angel Lady. Check it out, theangellady.net. I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you all for calling in to the show. Thank you, Benny, pushing the right buttons. And thanks to all of you for being the best listening audience on the planet. We'll see you next time.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.